Podcast with Jake and Ash.
Welcome back to the Media Guide, your one-stop shop for all things entertainment. If you missed our episode earlier in the week when we just went over this past week's news, you can find it on iTunes or on our website, which is MediaGuidePodcast.com.
Also, links on Twitter.
Yep, and our Twitter handle is at MediaGuidePod, so reach out any way you feel is most comfortable for you, and we will find you. We will find you.
We will find you, and we will not kill you. We will deliver you pleasant sounding voices
at your door. Anyway, so we want to talk this week about video games that should be movies, and this kind of stemmed off of something we talked about at the end of our last episode, which was about Halo. Has always been like the topic of conversation of this needs to be a movie, this needs to be a movie, it's a no-brainer, and yet it hasn't been made. And I want to go over this episode ideas for video games that we think should be movies. I also want to talk about video games that should never be movies, and kind of the overall theory, can video games even make it to the big screen? So that's the kind of idea for this week.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll admit, out of the two of us, I'm a much bigger gamer than Jake, but we have both enjoyed terrible movies that were based on game properties.
100% honest, did not take this topic very seriously.
I didn't know we took any of these topics very seriously.
Mine are all pretty goofy.
That's fine with me.
But you're going to go with it, and I'm going to sell the shit out of these movies.
That's fine. Just have charisma and oomph, and maybe we'll make it onto the top 10 list of some website. I don't know.
All right. I got this. You go first, however, because I have to get in the right mindset.
Need to get in character?
Yeah, definitely character.
Okay, so the first movie that popped into my head is actually a game I mentioned the first episode we talked about, and it's Destiny. It's not a fantastic game. Destiny the game needs to be, it has the potential to be a movie. And the reason I bring it up is because it is confusing as hell as far as plot wise.
Okay, wait, before you even go any further, I have always been under the understanding from people that play it that it doesn't really have a plot.
It does, but here's the thing. Nobody gives a shit when they're playing, because all they care about is getting to the end of a level and getting the next weapon upgrade or the next armor drop. Now,
but that's not necessarily good, because I think there are games like World of Warcraft, not that I've never played it, but from what I understand, that does have a storyline that people do kind of care about and follow.
Okay.
At least a little bit. I mean, obviously it's a MMO, so that's not really the main reason you play. But from what I understand, it does have a good storyline. And I've heard that Destiny doesn't really have much of a plot unless you like go online to read what's going on or something.
Here's the reason I bring it up first is because so many people don't know the plot. They can't bitch about it when Hollywood takes it over, because there's so many films that we've seen recently where they try to throw in an Easter egg from the game itself, or like Mortal Kombat tried to be really, really, you know, it tried to be true to the actual game to its detriment. And so this kind of game, just visually, it has to do with different planets, has to do with interstellar travel. It has to do with different species. It's like I don't want to completely compare it to Star Wars, because it doesn't have like the main characters that you have in Star Wars. It doesn't have your bad boy in Han Solo. It doesn't have your princess, but it does have the idea of like light versus dark, which, I mean, that's been around for centuries as far as movies and stories.
Right.
So that way, I think it has the potential. What I always compare it to is it's the space version of Lord of the Rings. And I bring that up because it's got a very deep story that casual fans will never understand. And I'm one of them. And I play the game. I don't understand what the hell's going on. But there's so many random names and places and classes and lineages that you could build a franchise out of it if done right. Now, we will probably bring this up a lot in this episode. It's really hard to do video games right on screen.
Right.
Yeah, but that's just the first one that came to mind. It's probably because I'm playing it right now.
Literally right now while we're podcasting.
Yeah, I'm really distracted. So while you're talking, I'm going to try to
really,
defeat
really
this.
Good multitasker. I'm very impressed.
I'm going to try to defeat this warlock or whatever the hell I'm doing.
I am in the middle of a game of Settlers of Catan with four of my closest friends.
Is that your first movie that you want to see?
No. I literally just looked across my room and saw the box for Settlers of Catan, which I have not opened and I have no idea how to play. But
it's probably like the dorky version of Monopoly and it's confusing as hell.
It's supposed to be sweet and I bought it and I don't actually have any friends that'll play board games with me. So,
well, you only have one friend and he's in another state and he's talking to you on Skype right now. So
this is also true, but I was trying to not let the Twitterverse know.
You told everybody a couple weeks ago I couldn't read. What did you expect?
Well, yeah, okay. That's how friends work. We ruin each other's lives. Okay, so I guess it's my turn?
If you'd like it to be.
Yes, I'm going all out. I'm doing mine in the form of a movie trailer. So, bear with me.
I'm sorry, should I get the popcorn?
Yep, get your popcorn ready.
Can you give me 2 minutes? I have a very crappy microwave.
In the words of John Ralphio, be prepared because your eyes are about to piss tears. Okay. In a world where linebackers can jump 18 feet in the air and 400-pound men can run a 4-2 40-yard dash, one coach looks to recruit a punter with 99 arm strength and take the University of Idaho to championship glory. In the summer of 2016, NCAA football 2017, the movie.
The game, the movie. You have to explain why this is even a thing, because I know it, and it says something about you as a gamer, personally.
Okay, so basically I just added all the things that happen to me when I play NCAA football, which is one of the, like, four games I play.
Yep.
Even though it doesn't exist anymore, because college football players are greedy and want money for their likeness.
Thanks a lot, Johnny Manziel.
Basically, the three things I really touch on, four things I really touch on. Linebackers can jump higher than anyone in the whole world and intercept any pass you throw.
Like, bullet
while
speed.
Not looking with one hand. That's really frustrating.
And point blank.
Second point, I really, really think it's fun to make running backs that are 400 pounds, which is the maximum weight you can create a player to be, and then give them 99 speed. And it's hilarious.
Why don't you call this game what it really is? Like, coming this summer, 2016, create a player. Like,
well, there's more to it. Yeah, okay, you're right.
No, there's not. I want to hear the rest of your story, because it's, you are beyond exploiting the system.
Okay. You're absolutely right. Next thing is, I like to cheat when I was a shitty school, and I would create a punter that had zero kick accuracy and power ability, but had 99 arm strength, and then when I would recruit him, I would turn him into a quarterback and he'd be amazing. And that's how I would take the University of Idaho, who no one knows anything about their football team, and I would,
the potatoes,
exactly, and I would win the national championship.
I'll admit I did a very similar thing on NBA 2K whatever. I created a baller player for the Bobcats for Charlotte, which is like the worst team in the league, or it was at the time. I think they're better now, but it's Michael Jordan's team, and I always thought it'd be really funny if they won the championship.
Wait, are they not the Hornets again?
They're the Hornets now, but this is a great story, real quick. They used to be called the Bobcats because their owner's name is Robert something, so he made his team the Bobcats.
That's
like
awesome.
How pretentious is that?
I did not know that, but that's awesome.
Yeah, so I wanted. Obviously, they're like the laughingstock of the league for years, and Michael Jordan has just made horrible decisions as an owner. But I thought it'd be great, because in the game, if you win, at the time, David Stern was the commissioner, and his character would hand you the trophy. So I just wanted to see him hand the trophy to Michael Jordan. It's kind of like, I can't believe this is happening. So I totally made a character that was like 100 shooting from half court and made sure I won.
Nice.
I played a really short season. I didn't want to devote too much time to this complete fantasy.
I get really bored if I'm just like the University of Alabama, who happens to be my favorite team and my alma mater, and yours.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
We just lost so many fans.
it doesn't matter because we're about to kick Wisconsin's ass tomorrow, or if you are listening, probably 4 days ago.
Yeah, and we dominated?
We or we got our ass kicked?
And we're not our airing this podcast. Our quarterbacks
are terrible?
We're not a sports podcast. We have to stop.
Yeah, but basically, I like to exploit everything I can in sports video games just to make myself take a terrible team to the top.
Hey, that's fine with me.
Yeah.
As a movie, I don't know. I think it would be... when you were describing it, I actually thought you were talking about NFL Blitz, which is one of the best games ever, because you're talking about people jumping. I was about to throw in the, like, and the ball gets thrown while it's on fire. That'd be fun to see on screen. And an ambulance comes on the field and runs over half of the other players.
That would have been a good one. I missed my opportunity.
Yeah, well, the way you described it, at least I had a great image in my head. So, yeah, so hey, 2016.
And I knocked the year out of the park. Because my movie is NCAA Football 2017, but it comes out in 2016. Nice. See how smart I am?
Yeah, it's like a car dealership. Good job.
Yep. Yep. No, it's like the video games, man. The video games.
My bad.
I forgive you.
All right, so my next one, this is not based on cheating or my desire to be a punter turned quarterback. This is a game that, from debut, people said it needs to be a movie, and I'll admit, there are talks about it being a movie, but it is currently in development hell, so we'll see how it goes. But I still want to see it. BioShock 1 or BioShock Infinite. I don't want to see the sequel or any of the DLC. Just give me one of those two games. You can give it to me as a horror story if it's BioShock 1, or you can give it to me as just a straight adventure story if it's BioShock Infinite. Both stories are amazing. The visuals, the scenery, I don't know. I mean, everything about it just screams, make a movie out of this.
I know what that is.
Do you want to tell anybody about it, or do you want me to?
Yeah, it's about this guy who biologically becomes a shocker. like, meaning he electrocutes people. And he struggles dealing with it, and it's really sad. And, yeah.
The trials and tribulations about a guy who becomes a shocker. Okay, so basically, other than that, which is totally accurate, it's a story, and I'm gonna try my best not to ruin the game, because the game itself is fantastic. The storyline, the twists, everything that comes at it is very good. The story of a guy, normal guy, I think this takes place in the 50s, is in a plane crash and in the ocean, ends up at a lighthouse in the middle of the ocean for no reason, finds out that this lighthouse connects to an underwater utopia called Rapture, which I'll admit right off the bat is a terrible name for a utopia, if you know what Rapture means.
So, is that like Velociraptor?
No, Rapture. Like, I think it means like the end.
I know what you said.
Yeah, you're an English major. Don't.
I know what you said. I made a bad joke.
It's a Velociraptor. And basically, this utopia has been based on the idea of complete, I don't know what the word, anti-democracy. Just anything you want to do goes. But when he gets there, it's in complete shambles. He has to learn on the fly what's going on. There's great characters. There are these enemies called splicers, which are just basically their version of zombies, who are people who have just become crazy over time. And then the big set piece is the Big Daddy, which is this giant, just diver suit wearing like Frankenstein with a drill for a hand that makes the game. If you haven't played the game, play it. It's great. Still holds up. The twist at the end is fantastic. The story, the storytelling is great. I think it can work in a movie. And then real quick, the sequel, forgettable, but then the spiritual sequel, which is BioShock Infinite, takes this entire premise and takes it to, I think, 1930s or 40s. It's a world called Columbia, and it takes place, instead of deep under the sea, it takes place up in the clouds. And I'll just quickly say, another fantastic story, another great twist, great characters that I think would easily translate to screen. And if you want to make a series out of it that takes place over these different worlds, fine with me. It would work.
I'll wait for the movie.
Yeah. I mean, you can honestly, we may do this in a few weeks, that games that just cinematics far I mean, far outdo the games themselves.
Is that not what we're doing right now?
It kind of is, to an extent.
Or what you're doing right now?
It's what I'm doing right now. Yeah, you're talking about punters that suddenly found their stride as quarterbacks when they turned 18 for some reason.
Their high school coaches were morons. They had no idea what they had on their roster.
They were in tiny towns in Utah and had no idea what they had.
Yep. No, they're from Idaho. Clearly, the punter has to be from the state of Idaho. Not
or else you're not going to recruit him. I'm sorry, I haven't mastered the ways of cheating, Jake. I recruited real players like Ashton from Florida, who's an Alabama fan, okay? Who's a five-star quarterback who's 6'5", 250. Everybody knows that guy.
That sounds exactly like my co-host on my podcast.
It's weird because it's not, because I'm not 6'5 or 250. If you've seen our logo, it's like the opposite of me.
Yeah, everyone's gonna think you're the other guy in our logo.
No, I'm not the guy who you can't see the top of his head, unfortunately.
All right, I guess I'll do my next one.
Please.
This one has voices. Let's see if I can do them.
You've had narration from like the 90s and now you've got voices. I love it.
Hold on, I have to get in the zone. Okay. John thought today would be an ordinary summer night with an ordinary dip in his enormous pool. John was wrong.
What? Where did the ladder go? How will I ever get out?
Will John ever learn he could just climb over the pool wall? Or will he simply tread water until he dies? Or will his creator give him his ladder back? This summer, Sims, the movie.
I knew what it was from The Ladder Disappeared. Oh my god. It's nice of you to name him John, which is one of our best friends. So you're just dooming him to an eternity of swimming in a pool. He's going to be so pruny.
Wait, that's how we killed all our characters, correct? That's what everyone did? Or was that just me being
a psychopath?
Really morbid? Okay, it was just me, all right.
Well, you had that. What I had was Roller Coaster Tycoon, just creating a one-by-one patch of grass where I put the guy who was bitching that I couldn't find the bathroom, and I just put him there and just let him roam that tiny piece of grass for eternity. So yeah, Sims the movie. Well, the problem with Sims is don't they speak their own language?
Yeah, I don't really.
Like mumble
gibberish. They speak
gibberish.
Like word bubbles with like pictures of cakes or something like that.
You know what? Fuck it. Our population right now is so retarded that they would probably enjoy it. So just throw that out there. It'd be great. Oh my god. So, all right. Obviously, I think you're not serious.
Do you really think any of these are going
to
be
serious? No, but before I try to add on to this, I just want to double check that you're not like, that was my pet project and you just stomped on it. Gosh, okay.
You're so, going to break my heart.
Yeah. So would you go
shit on this?
Would you go Lego movie on that and have it as a real world that all of a sudden turns into somebody's controlling it from the outside? Spoiler alert for Lego movie. Sorry.
Maybe. Yes.
Okay.
I did mention a creator, so I think the creator has to play an important part in this film.
Would the creator be 400 pounds and lives in his mom's basement?
Probably wearing a fedora. Probably has a fantastic neck beard.
Oh, just the best.
Has gallons and gallons of Code Red.
Yeah, cheese puffs.
Okay, now we're just talking about like the guy from South Park.
Yeah. Wrist brace.
He just has an automatic delivery from Domino's every day that just delivers at 5 p.m. every day.
I'm getting depressed. I need to move on from this because it's showing what my
but
life
Ashton,
would be.
Will he ever get his ladder back?
Will he get his ladder? Find out in the sequel.
The movie ends with a cliffhanger. He's still treading water. Sims 2, still treading.
Yeah, or he's literally hanging off a cliff because that's where we put him.
Sims 2, the kitchen's on fire and there's no doors.
Sims 2, will you get it on with this lady we also created? Wah, 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 wah. Okay, I'm going to try to go more serious and not. I'm going to go off the rails a little bit on the last couple I mentioned were more recent games that are very popular, which are very cinematic. This one, not as much, but it is one of my favorite games of all time. I've probably mentioned it before. Star Wars Republic Commando.
I haven't played it.
Have you ever seen it, any of it?
I've played the Rogue Squadron game where you fly the X-Wing.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
And I played... No, that was it. That's all I've played.
That's the only Star Wars game you've ever played.
Yeah, well, I played... What's that one where, like, Force the Unleashed or something?
Lego Star Wars.
Oh, I did play Lego Star Wars. You're right.
Everybody played.
But that. No, there's the one where, like, you're, like, the dude and you have, like, you shoot lightning and stuff. I guess you're evil. I only played it for about 10 minutes.
Spoiler alert, you might turn good.
You turn good? That ruins it. I'm glad I didn't finish.
But you might also turn bad. It's one of those games.
Oh, you get to pick your
destiny. Yeah, your choices.
Like that game where you get to be Shadow or Sonic.
It's just like that. Your Star Wars character just rolls up in a ball and rolls around and turns into a werewolf eventually.
I'm waiting.
No, Star Wars Republic Commando is a game from the original Xbox, and it was the story of, if you remember the prequels, which aren't great, they had some good moments. One of them was that you had all these clones from the Clone Wars, which were based on Jango Fett, and they were supposed to all be the same, but they all had individual personalities. This game kind of tackled that idea. And so what it was is you were a group of four, like, Republic Commando soldiers who, one was like a sniper, one was a heavy, one was the leader, who was voiced by the same guy, Jango Fett, so that was nice. And it was kind of like it was kind of like the Ninja Turtles of Star Wars clones, because they all have their individual personalities. Huh. The game, although it doesn't hold up graphically, because, like, it's clearly old Xbox graphics, yeah. The story is great, the mechanics are still awesome. It takes place during the original Clone War battle on, I think, Geonosis is the original. Then it goes on to Kamino. Yeah. Then it goes on to, I think, Mustafar. It goes on to...
You're making me sound like a really bad Star Wars fan, because I don't know what any of those fucking words you just said to me mean.
What if I told you I was just saying syllables and pretending they were real, and you just ruined it?
Well, everyone knows now.
Either way, the point is, the game kind of is like a Band of Brothers story between four, they're literally brothers, but it's four just
they're
special...
literally the same person.
Yeah, they're literally
in a world where everyone's the same person.
How do you
four stormtroopers develop personalities?
This summer guns. You have to turn it into a comedy. This summer they all come together. No, but yeah, so the game itself is fantastic. The story is actually one of the better Star Wars, like, extended universes stories that I kind of like. I hope it still is canon now that the new movies are coming out. They mention in the Star Wars Clone Wars TV show, the Republic Commandos, they get, like, a brief cameo, and they're awesome. Like, they're badasses. They're not, like, the guys who cannot hit the side of a barn with a blaster. Like, they are just, it's like Rainbow Six, but you're in Star Wars, so it's awesome. Okay. So I want to see that on TV, because the storylines and just kind of like the side stories of Star Wars that we didn't get to see because we were too busy dealing with Anakin and his crying.
Well, maybe we'll see something like that with the anthology films.
I'd love it. If they came out and were like, by the way, our fourth anthology film after Boba Fett and Rogue One and whatever else, Han Solo, like, is this squadron, it would probably be the best of all of them, because it has the potential to just knock the others out of the park.
Yeah, I could. You know what? I'm game for anything Star Wars. I just spent a lot of money on Star Wars toys, so.
Yeah. What if they were like, we bought a Millennium Falcon RC flyer drone.
Yes.
Let's play with it for 2 hours. Would you watch it?
I mean, I would play with the drone for 2 hours. I wouldn't watch someone play with a drone for 2 hours.
So that's where we differ, because I probably
would
watch it.
Stab them and steal their toy after the first hour.
Well, at least you'd wait an hour. That was nice of you.
Yeah. All right. I only have one more.
I got plenty more, and I want to hear your reactions on all of them.
Okay. You want me to do mine first? You want to
do one? Go on.
Okay. I don't know if this is as good as my first two. In a world where cute animal peoples... You ruined it. I got to start over.
Is this Animal Crossing?
No. Let me finish. In a world where cute animal people fly badass spaceships, one little fox will
save
the galaxy. This Christmas, do a barrel roll. Star Fox the movie.
Why don't we do an entire podcast just on you doing trailers?
This was fun.
I didn't know if you'd go with this Christmas. Help me. Save me.
I wanted to implement Slippy the Toad somehow, but
the like most hated character in video games. Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
All right. So for people who don't understand, please explain.
I mean, Star Fox was Star Fox 64. I have not played any of the
let's be honest, anything
subsequent
else.
Subsequent Star Fox games besides Super Smash Brothers. It was about little like animals that flew spaceships and fought other spaceships, I guess. And there were there was a fox named Star Fox. There was Falco, who was like a falcon. Go figure. There was Slippy the Toad,
who was a frog.
Who was a frog. And like a rabbit. I don't remember his name. He was unimportant. He was expendable.
No. They're all expendable.
No. Slippy is the most important. And Falco was the badass. And then Fox was the hero. He was the Han Solo of the animal spaceship flyers. They flew triangles.
Yeah, and they shot triangles.
Yep. Flew triangles, shot triangles. And you had to fly through rings. And it was great fun altogether. And they tell you to do a barrel roll a lot.
A lot.
Do a barrel roll!
All right. So we don't normally do this, but I want to bring up a listener email because it ties in perfectly with this. So just give me a second while I pull this up.
Okay.
It really does.
All right. Does someone talk about Star Fox?
Not Star Fox, but this is important. Okay. Hey, Ashton and Jake, this is from Brad. Would you see a video game movie if it was animated versus live action? There are some movies I would see if they were animated, like intro scenes from some games. We talked about cinematics that are basically video movies themselves. He mentions, like you did, World of Warcraft. Anything from Blizzard basically applies. But he said, if it's not live action, would you even would it be even worth your time and or money?
Nope, I want Star Fox live action.
You want it live action. So that's why I brought it up. So what are you talking about?
I have no idea.
Are we going like Ninja Turtles animatronics? Are
Andy Serkis plays every character. We're going old school. We're doing exactly like the old Ninja Turtles. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, that's puppeteers and just faces that are looking.
It could even be Muppets. We could go
that's
Muppets.
What I was thinking, like faces just opening and closing their mouths and somehow that's the entire English language.
Fuck Muppet Treasure Island 2. Let's do Muppet Star Fox.
Okay.
We already have a Slippy the Toad. His name's Kermit. He's flying a spaceship and he goes,
help me! Fox!
What's the rainbow song?
Oh.
Whatever. It's not easy being green.
Yeah. So my question is, I have an idea.
Miss Piggy be the rabbit?
Who would be the rabbit?
Miss Piggy. Gonzo is Falco. And Star Fox is played by Rizzo the Rat. Who's the most underrated Muppet, let's be honest.
We may have a full episode on Muppets, but I want to go on.
We have to throw Animal in there somehow, so we might add a fifth pilot.
Maybe he's the bad guy.
Do a barrel roll!
He could be the giant head that you fight at the end for some reason.
Fozzie has to be in there, too.
Let's just do a whole Muppet episode later. We can't do this now.
Star Fox Muppets. Okay.
I want to talk about real quick, because you can't make this with human actors playing humans. Like his name's Fox. Like that, we'd be so upset with that. We're like,
I'd be furious.
So you have to have voice actors. So real quick, who would you have play Fox? Because I have one that came to my mind so quickly. I want to see if it's the same as yours.
I thought I just told you.
Not a Muppet. One that's not Fox. One that doesn't have a hand up its butt.
Star Fox is Nathan Fillion.
Okay, it's good. It's really, really good. And he's played a lot of that similar character. I'm going to give you Kiefer Sutherland.
Okay.
That's the one that just screamed at me that he needs to be that guy. Just pissed off that all the rest of his squad mates are complete garbage and can't fend for themselves at all.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. That's fair.
Yeah. Nathan Fillion, let's be honest. He's one of the best. I mean, he's a great actor, but he's one of the best voice actors around right now.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah. All right. Fantastic suggestion, Jake. I'm going to go on to one that everybody's screaming for. It's a no-brainer. Mass Effect. Turn it into the next Star Wars. Just do it.
Okay. Oh, so that's the one where they talk like they're like chemistry students. And they talk about like what is mass. Is mass chemistry? Is that physics? Is that biology? I don't know.
Jake, mass is everywhere. You're mass full of mass.
Everywhere. Yeah, I am.
You're a mass hole.
I have no idea what Mass Effect is.
Mass Effect, I'm not going to go into it because we need a full week's worth of podcast to explain it. But it's like...
But it should be a movie. Done. Next.
Yeah. Okay. Basically, it's like it's another Star Wars-esque property that can't be one movie. You don't even try it. It needs to be multiple because it's three games of just so much lore. The games, to even get through it, you probably need like 50 hours. But the reason I like it is because there's so many good characters. I don't think the locations are as good as Destiny, perhaps, but the characters are way better, much more personal. There's a human character that kind of grounds everything, and I think his name's Commander Shepard. And there's like love triangles here and there. There's drama. There's a horrible, horrible ending to the game that they would hopefully fix in live action. But I think it can be done because remember the cantina scene in Star Wars? Yeah, we talked that before. So you see so many different aliens and then we kind of go away from them. Nowadays, you could continue those stories and I think they would be very interesting. So
totally.
It's also in development hell apparently right now. So I hope it gets off the ground and one day we see it because I think, I'm on potential. This is all I think about. It has the potential to be the next Guardians, the next Star Wars.
Yeah.
If J.J. Abrams just fucks this next trilogy up.
He won't. It's going to be awesome. He's also only doing one of them.
Well, I mean, this universe. I mean,
actually,
if it sucks.
The dude that did Jurassic World is tapped to do the next one, maybe? Or maybe it's the third one.
I want the guy from Fantastic Four. What do you think?
Yeah. Yeah, that guy. That's a guy that knows what he's doing.
Yeah, so... So I think that has potential. Another, similarly, it has a lot of potential. We're going on another genre that used to have a lot of great movies. Red Dead Redemption.
Okay, I actually played, like, that for 30 minutes. And then I watched my brother play a little bit.
For so 17 hours.
I could see that being cool. I like Westerns.
I think Westerns can come back.
I think they definitely could. And I think that Quentin Tarantino has a lot to do with it. He's already started with Django. He's doing The Hateful Eight.
Yep.
And I think, you know what? I think they are coming back because the Magnificent Seven is coming out very soon with Chris Pratt, Denzel Washington. Can't remember who else is in it. It's a good cast. What else? And
Clint Eastwood.
No, he's not in it.
John Wayne.
Even Adam Sandler is doing a Netflix movie called like The Ridiculous Six or something like that.
Of course he is.
And, you know, Seth MacFarlane just did his Western. I think Westerns are on their way
back. Well, that movie did terrible, but I do agree that they're coming back into the limelight.
Yeah, I definitely think they are. Let's see. Who else is in that Magnificent Seven movie? Matt Bomer, Vincent D'Onofrio, who plays Kingpin, Ethan Hawke. Those are the big ones.
Well, there are talks that the superhero genre may hit a wall eventually, and then we'll get to another genre. I mean, you can argue that all you want, but the question is, what's going to come back? I think horror is in a big drought right now. The spaghetti western's dead. So is it though? Well, I mean, it is. Like, it's coming back, but I just mean like that classic. You know, you have the one character who's. I mean, we talked about it a couple weeks ago, the man with no name. Like, that doesn't exist right now. I'd love for it to come back.
I think that could very easily come back, and I think in this age of remakes and all this that it's on its way. And I'm not against it, because I think that's a good storytelling kind of medium, is Westerns. I don't know. I used to watch a lot of Westerns with my dad. And so I think that's where it kind of comes from. Like, there's been some really good Westerns. 310 to Yuma.
Oh, love it.
Great flick. I mean, that's a remake too, but they're both great. Tombstone, I think Val Kilmer's character in Tombstone is one of the best characters in movie history. Doc Holliday.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's a little bit older. That's like 90s, but still, I think that's recent enough. I think, you know, I think that Westerns are coming back. So Red Dead Redemption, if they were going to do a movie version of that, I don't know a lot about the story, but I would probably be game.
I'll admit this. I've never played the game, but all I can hear is it's like the game that I missed. It tells a story of an outlaw who's just a family man, which you got to have him grounded or we won't care about the character. And he apparently has some, I think the way I heard it, he has some outstanding crimes that will be wiped away if he takes care of some business for the government. And it has to do with like taking out his old teammates. And he does it. And the ending is, I'm not going to spoil it, but the ending of the game is one of like the most cinematic. I don't know if it's a twist necessarily, but it just screams make a movie out of this kind of endings. I don't know.
My brother loved it. I remember that.
Yeah, and Red Dead Redemption is famous because it's DLC.
It has like a zombie. Or
zombie mode is like even more popular. So
yeah,
you could throw that out.
Get like you could get the like four horsemen of the apocalypse too.
Yeah. So if if you really wanted, you could go.
Or their horses anyway, not the horsemen.
But. Yeah, you could go full crazy like Fast and the Furious and just say fuck it, we're making just ridiculous Western movies, which I think today's audience would be totally fine with. I love Django Unchained.
Zombie Western would kill it.
Oh, yeah.
Movie-wise, it would kill it.
Yeah.
Cowboys and Aliens didn't do well, but a zombie Western would kill it, period.
If done right, like a lot of things, yes.
Right. Let's do Walking Dead Western style. Let's just go, like, complete spinoff. That'd be cool. Like a TV series Western zombie show? Yeah, okay. Let's start writing that.
Well, the funny thing about that is it makes more sense because nowadays you think the government and our military would be able to handle like an outbreak like that. Like that's what we hopefully believe. Like if the CDC just collapses, then hopefully the rest of the government would be able to figure things out. But in the Westerns, I mean, you were by yourself. You were holding on for dear life just normally. So you throw in some zombies, sure.
It'd be fucking sweet. It'd also be less people.
Yeah.
But like concentrated areas, so it'd be sweet. I'm pro that.
Have you ever heard of the game Alan Wake?
No.
You've never heard of it? Okay.
No.
The story behind Alan Wake, I think, could be translated to movie because it's kind of unique. A lot of the games out today are retreads of something else, or they're just genres that are just being, you know, kind of revamped, trying to just pick off pieces here or there. This one is kind of cool. Correct me if I'm wrong. It kind of reminds me of, is Johnny Depp in the movie Secret Window?
Yes.
Okay. He's an author, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I think that's it. But that by itself is where the story starts. You have an author who is down on his luck and he's trying to create the next, I think, Stephen King kind of story. And he ends up in this small town and all of a sudden just supernatural events start happening that are very dark, like shadow based, and yes, everything's killed by the light. And you realize throughout the story that this is his novel coming to life. Maybe things like this have been done before in film, but just
the Page Master.
I love that movie.
No, I'm that kind of, that sounds interesting. I read this book once, At Swim Two Birds, I believe, by Flann O'Brien. It's kind of about a guy who's writing a story and his characters put him on trial for like what he's done to them.
Whoa.
It's very cool. I mean, there's more to it. It's a very dense book, but it's a cool idea.
Yeah. I like that
kind of idea of a writer's characters coming to life and what could happen from that. So I would much rather see the characters putting the author on trial for what he's done to them. But I think the page coming to life thing is a neat idea.
Well, the game has a really cool component that you can't kill these things with like conventional methods. You can't just shoot them in the head. So like because it's all very darkness based, you're very safe in like under street lamps. But he's in like a very rural town, so there's not a lot of them. So finding flares and flashlights, which their batteries die, but having that is your weapon. So that's just a cool idea. And I'd love to see on film, like a guy maybe see a creature that he's like, oh, I've seen movies my entire life. I have a you know, a six shooter in my pocket, shoot him in the head, I know what to do, and nothing affects him. But he realizes that if he takes his, I don't know, nowadays it'd be like your cell phone, and you click the flash app, your, you know, your flashlight app, and then shine that on him, and that weakens him. I mean, that's just a cool, different idea that I don't think we've seen in film lately. So the game is kind of a niche game. I don't think it gained just mass appeal, but the story itself, I think, definitely holds up.
Okay.
The next one I have, and then I want to move on to games that should never be movies. This is a movie, I hope you agree with me, because we've talked in the past about movies that should never be rebooted. Like, I think we agree that Back to the Future is probably our number one.
Yes.
Like, don't
That's my
touch it. One. I'm with you on that. This one, I think, doesn't need to be rebooted, but retooled. And I think this game's storyline and action and actors, I don't know how they'll do it on the live screen, but it translates so well. And that's the Uncharted series.
Okay.
And the reason I say it is it needs to be the next Indiana Jones. Don't reboot Indiana Jones with Chris Pratt. Like, let Indiana Jones forget about Crystal Skull, which is horrible. Just remember the original three. Remember the magic it made. Remember Harrison Ford in his prime. And that's it. Just, you can have a great movie and that's it. Retool it like they, you know, I mean, just retool it with this Uncharted series, which is the story of an archaeologist, you know, going up against, but it's more modern time where Indiana Jones seems to be in the, what, 70s, 80s, I think. He's dealing with Nazis. Place? Yeah, when does Indiana Jones take place?
Like World War II-ish. He's Nazis all over the place.
Yeah, there's Nazis all over. I didn't know if they were of that time or if they were just hanging around. But you could do Uncharted as the modern day take on that without having, don't try to tie it into, oh, this is Indy's grandson, or, you know, he trained under any, it doesn't matter. Just go with a brand new story, same themes where you're dealing with hidden temples, you know, hidden artifacts, all this stuff. I mean, it'd be great.
Well, they kind of did that right with Tomb Raider.
The movie?
Well, I mean, I'm not saying they were great, but it's the same kind of thing.
I guess, but if you go back, and Tomb Raider came out before Uncharted, obviously, but Uncharted has one of the better stories, and it's partly because of the voice acting, so you have to find it. I just
haven't played it.
Yeah. There's an Uncharted game in the works, and there's an Indiana Jones 5 in the works. I just wish they'd cancel both and just do what I'm talking about, just retool a franchise.
I do think that if we are doing Indiana Jones again, that Chris Pratt is the closest to Harrison Ford that we've had in a very long time. So,
I mean, he's the hot ticket right now. I don't know if I agree that he's the closest to Harrison Ford.
I think he's the closest, kind of cool, but also like goofy kind of, I don't know. But we're never going to have another Harrison Ford in his peak. You know, now we have grumpy Harrison Ford.
Grandpa pissed off. I hate Star Wars.
Harrison Ford is not fun anymore.
No.
I'm hoping that he's fun again as Han Solo. That's literally all I care about. But I think Chris Pratt kind of is the closest that we have to that kind of person that can just radiate charisma.
I agree that he definitely, you know, takes hold of the scene.
And everyone loves him too, so that helps. Yeah. Anyway, no one dislikes Chris Pratt, or they're a liar, or just trying to be cool.
I hate Chris Pratt.
You're a liar.
I'm so cool. And I'm so cool. No, I agree. I just look at, I don't want an Indiana Jones 5 and an Uncharted movie to come out in the same, you know, in a few months apart. I think it's just going to ruin both movies.
Okay.
Okay, so those are the ones that I thought had potential to become an actual movie. And we can talk all day about video games that were plucked out and Hollywood said, yeah, we could totally turn that into a movie. And then we got Doom, we got Super Mario Brothers, we got all the fucking Resident Evil movies, we got, I mean, I could go on for days about how Prince of Persia, I mean, Battleship, which is technically a board game, but movies aren't what video games are. It's just completely different. So I wanted to go over a couple movies that I think can never be turned into a movie.
Okay, we can do that.
All right, I want to start with one that we haven't talked about recently. It's always up for debate for, can it become a movie? There are fan movies on YouTube, all over the place. And I never want to see it as a live action movie because it will not work. And it's Portal.
Totally. I played that game with you a little bit.
It's great. It's one of my top, it's probably my top three favorite games ever. And the sequel is what I mean. Like, it's so freaking good. Do not make a movie out of it.
I could see it sort of maybe being a movie.
How?
Well, that little like lady that's being mean to you the whole time is
fantastic. That's a great villain.
It is simple as maybe one or two people just trapped and they have to figure out a way to get out.
Okay, so you have to deviate from the actual game itself because in the game, the protagonist does not speak at all.
Well, you change that, obviously.
Okay, so
it's ultimately about two people that are trapped by this person, whether it's AI or it's a person in charge or whatever, and basically what they wake up, they don't know what's going on, they need to escape from this place, and they have all these different mazes and puzzles that they have to solve with these special guns.
So it's the Maze Runner with a gun.
Sure, Maze Runner was terrible though, so exactly. Why not, like, but that doesn't mean that it couldn't be better.
The only reason
just
I think
because someone made a bad version of something doesn't mean there's not a good version of it too.
There are good versions of it, and it's on YouTube, but they only last 5 to 10 minutes. I think the gimmick of the Portal gun goes away very quickly, and even I think Portal 2 did it best. They figured out a way to make it a great storyline with good cinematics, but you can't just recreate it because then you're just 100% copying it. And I just, it's one of those games. Just don't touch it. Just let it be the game.
All right, fair enough.
People are crying out for a movie, and it's not going to work.
Okay, fair enough.
Similarly, this should not be a movie. They've tried with like mini-sodes and keep it to that because I think it's worked. And that's Halo. We talked about it earlier in the episode. They made Nightfall. They made, I think it was called Infinity, which was kind of a more digital version of it. But making a full movie of a first-person shooter with a protagonist that also, he does talk, but rarely, and it's kind of boring. He's just...
I disagree with you. Please. I just think you don't have to focus on Master Chief. You can focus on the, like they did that game, ODST. There's a lot you could do where you don't have to focus on the Master Chief or whatever. Or it could just be like a bunch of Spartans, like a prequel kind of thing. Like what? That was Reach, right?
Yeah.
I haven't played any of these games. I just kind of know the gist of them because my brother loves them.
You understand enough. Reach, cinematically, fantastic game. Unfortunately, it has it's a tragedy the way that it goes. And I agree, having Master Chief as the main character ruins the film. So you go with the kind of like the military itself around your star. For a movie, I don't think it works. For a TV show, I think it really, really works because
the big set pieces. Yeah, no, I could see that as a show. I just don't think you have budgets to kind of keep up in TV.
Yeah, which is weird because Infinity, I think it's called Infinity. I'm so sorry if I'm messing that up. And the Nightfall were pretty low budget compared to movies. And they still did really good things with CGI and, you know, set pieces and costume that I think it can be done. And we will admit, like, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is best when all of a sudden you get a real character from the cinematic universe. Am I wrong? So the same could be so with a Halo universe show. Make it about the Marines themselves, and then randomly Master Chief shows up, or randomly a major alien shows up, you know, spend your budget. That's how you do it.
Right.
So don't make it a movie. As much as years ago, I would have begged for it, but what I've seen, the alternatives, I think it's a better choice.
Okay. Mine. Pac-Man.
Didn't they make a Pac-Man movie?
Did they make a Pac-Man movie?
Pixels? Wasn't that a Pac-Man movie?
I mean, it's just all video games kind of eating people. And sure, okay, fine. Fuck Pac-Man. Pong? No.
Isn't that tennis?
All right, tennis the movie. Okay, fine.
Wimbledon, wasn't that a great movie with Reese Witherspoon?
Yeah, 7 Days in Hell with... Did you see that?
No.
You gotta watch 7 Days in Hell with Andy Samberg and Kit Harington, Jon Snow from Game of Thrones.
I have not seen that.
Shit's great. It's like MacGruber-style kind of humor.
I'm gonna watch that after finish recording.
But with tennis. It was an HBO like original thing. It's only like 45 minutes long.
Why is it called 7 Days in Hell?
Because it's a 7-day tennis match.
Oh, one match, not a tournament?
Yeah, between Andy Samberg and Kit Harington.
Holy crap. I'm a tennis. I play tennis, so I may be the only person that's finding this interesting.
No, no, it was fucking great. And it's completely absurd. Like David Copperfield makes like cameo. It's great. I got nothing else.
Okay. Real quick on yours, old Atari games. They tried so hard to put a story in it. I don't know if movies are a thing. The Pixels idea, the Adam Sandler movie Pixels, I think it could work. I just think the way they did it was wrong. Don't make Pac-Man the bad man. I didn't see it, but I know enough about it that they made Pac-Man the villain and the ghost the good guy. That's not right.
How do you know?
I know that's... Well, I just know
just
you
because
don't...
you're the protagonist doesn't mean you're not the villain.
Whoa. Mind Whoa.
Going
blown.
Literary on your ass.
Zelda. Turns out Link is actually overthrowing a government.
Yeah, what a asshole.
Also, I didn't put this in my list. I'm not even going to talk about it. Do not make a Zelda movie.
I've never played Zelda, so
it'd be terrible. You cannot have a silent protagonist. You can't do it.
Zelda doesn't, or Link doesn't talk?
Not once. And if you don't believe me that this would be terrible, watch the Zelda cartoon where Link does talk, and it's fucking horrible. Watch it on YouTube. It's terrible.
I'm okay. Thank you, though.
No, I'm talking to you, Jake. You need to do this right now.
No.
All right,
can't
I got two.
Make me. I don't like peer pressure.
I got two more. We'll go through quickly. The Last of Us. You ever seen any of this?
Nope, but I got a free download when I bought my PS4.
I'm pretty sure it won Game of the Year, which it 100% deserved.
Zombies, right?
Zombie-esque. Yeah, a version of zombies. But the voice acting alone, they basically have... I don't think it's Ellen Page, but it looks like Ellen Page. There's a big controversy over that. And Troy Baker.
It is Ellen Page. She's the voice, right?
I don't know if she's the voice, but it looks just like her.
I think it is.
She's the voice in another game that came out at the same time. There's a big controversy about it. I don't want to get into it.
Who knows then?
Whatever. The point is, sure. Troy Baker is like the new Nolan North. He's killing it in the voice acting right now. The game, very good. The story is fucking heart-wrenching. It is. You remember the movie Up?
Yep.
Okay, so Up is famous because the first 5 minutes makes you cry without any dialogue.
Yep.
Last of Us will bring you to that same emotion within the first 10 minutes of gameplay. And I'm not going to spoil it, but it's terrible.
Okay, I'm going to
In a good way. So you're not going to play it?
I don't know, maybe.
It's really, really good.
I'll consider.
Really good. Story is fantastic, but here's the thing about it. I think the cinematics in the game and the voice acting is about as good as it's going to get. Don't turn it into a movie. Let it be its own game.
All right.
And that's it.
Fine. Okay.
Similarly, Gears of War.
I played it for 10 minutes.
Let's go over a game you've played for 15 minutes. Let's get to that point.
Assassin's Creed 3.
Nah. It could work as a movie. It wouldn't be terrible.
Yeah. Well, they're making an Assassin's Creed movie already, so we don't need to talk about it.
Yeah, so Gears of War, I've never played. I've seen enough of it to realize that the
Chainsaw machine guns.
Chainsaw machine guns are great.
I'm in.
The
movie.
Monsters look great. Here's why I don't think it could work. I think it looks too much like Doom and too much like Resident Evil, and I mean like the Resident Evil that, what's his name? Paul W. Anderson made. It's like what we've got in cinema. Not great.
Sure.
It's too many like CGI giant monsters and the story isn't strong enough to carry a movie.
Okay.
So keep it as a game. It's doing fine.
I have nothing to add on most of your suggestions, so.
Hey, we'll admit between the two of us, you're a bigger sports fan. I'm a bigger video game fan.
That's fair.
That's fair. So that's my last one. If you really like Gears of War and you think it can be a movie, you know what? Write in. I'm fine with that. I'd love to hear your argument. But that's going to be it for our topic of the week. I want to go into a couple listener emails if you have any.
I have two.
Sweet. I want to hear them.
Okay. Let's go first. Media God Pod, are there any new TV shows coming out this fall that you would recommend?
That I recommend?
How up to date are you?
Not as up to date as I need to be because I'm catching up real slowly.
Right.
I'm waiting
I don't
for
know
like,
a
the
lot
late
of
fall
new stuff. Right. I would say Jessica Jones is supposed to come out at some point.
Yeah, I'd trust Marvel on that. Just
trust trust Marvel and Netflix, because Daredevil was excellent. Even as not a superhero fan, I'm trying to convince people this.
Yeah.
It's a good show. It's very violent, so if you're not into violence, maybe not for you.
Yeah.
But I think that could be cool. Other than that, I'm maybe not as up to date as I would like to be either on
I think in a couple weeks I'll tell you about Fear of the Walking Dead, because I'm going to check it out for real and see if it's got any promise. But right now, here's a couple things I've heard about. Have you heard about the show that is, it's over now, but I think you can binge watch it. I don't know what channel it was on, but it's the German version of The Americans.
No.
Okay, I gotta find the name of this, because it's gonna drive me crazy. But it's about it. If you don't know what The Americans is, it's a show about Russian spies in America during the brink of the Cold War. And this story has to take place, this other show I'm talking about, is during the same time period, but it's East and West Germany.
Okay.
And so that could be interesting. It's all German, but so it has English subtitles, but apparently it's fantastic. So okay. I haven't seen it. It's not I gotta a new recommend show, it.
So let's move on.
Yeah. I don't have any new ones to go on. I feel really bad about that.
It's hard to recommend shows that you haven't seen. So that's the issue. As far as things I'm looking forward to, the only one that I really have on my docket is Jessica Jones. So I would love if a new comedy would come out that could replace Parks and Rec. So if anyone listener-wise has a recommendation, please let me know, because Parks and Rec was my favorite and now it's gone. Kimmy Schmidt is great. So whenever, if that's coming back soon, catch that on Netflix.
Yeah, the only show like in that same style is the one I think I talked about a couple weeks ago, where they're talking about making a... I think it's DC, but the TV show about like fixing New York after it's been destroyed, after all the superheroes just destroyed after every movie. So
wait, they're making a real show about that?
Well, there's talk about I can't remember what it's called. I also can't remember if it's DC or Marvel, so I feel bad about that. I'm pretty sure it's DC, and it has to do with just like the everyday lives of people picking up the pieces after the major events that happen in superhero lives.
Huh.
And it's supposed to be done in the vein of The Office. So that if it gets off the ground, and if it's not on CW, I'm in.
That could be awesome.
If it's on CW, I'm out, because I don't think they do comedy very well.
Right.
Well, yes.
That could be cool. All right. You got one?
I do. Let me pull it up real quick. All right. So this is from... one of our Twitter followers. I don't have the name written down. Oh, okay. Yeah, I do. This is from Dodge Aries. If you were stuck on a desert island, I love these kind of questions personally, because what am I doing on an island?
Mm-hmm.
And it says, but somehow had power and a decent computer, and had to choose one movie, one TV series, and one video game to watch and or play for the rest of your life, which would it be?
Back to the Future, Parks and Rec, Madden.
Think
I might revisit the video game, but probably.
Yeah, I was about to say you'd
Ultimate.
You'd
I would get really tired of Ultimate Alliance. Yeah, we'll stick with what I got.
I hate this question, because there's so many movies that I want to say. All right, I'm gonna go with Caddyshack for my movie.
Really. I think Caddyshack's really overrated.
No, well, I don't.
I love Bill Murray, but I think the rest of it's really overrated.
I think you're overrated. So I'd go with that. What would be my TV series? Shit, I'd have to go like with Batman the Animated Series. Just bring me back to my childhood when I was happy. and what's the last one? Video game. See, if I have internet, I'm going with like Halo 2, and I'm just gonna play multiplayer with my friends for eternity. But if I don't have internet, then I need a good story that lasts forever. Shoot, what, like, I might have to pick up Red Dead Redemption. Doesn't that game go on forever and you just keep upgrading yourself?
Sure, I have no idea.
I'd be happy with my other two choices.
That's your game. That's what you got to go with. You're done. Good topic, though. That was way easier for me than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
I didn't think about it much. If I thought about the movie long enough, I would never pick a movie. My TV series was easy. Parks and Rec was always my go-to.
So right now, would you say that Back to the Future is your favorite movie?
I don't want to go into that. That could take
That's
forever.
Fine. And I'm not saying Caddyshack's my favorite movie.
That was the first one that came to my mind. I can watch it anytime and it doesn't bother me. So we'll go with that. Not, I don't know if that means it's my favorite. Maybe that's what that means. But yeah, sure. We'll go with that.
That's fine. You got any more questions?
I have one more. This is okay. Civil War related. So we're going to have to keep this brief because we're going to probably do a full episode on this at some point.
Fine.
How will they approach Thor in Civil War? In the comics, they are told he dies in Ragnarok. He's cloned in the comics and he kills a character, and that is a huge turning point in the storyline. How will they approach that in the movie?
Okay, I'll tackle this first if you don't mind.
Yep.
In the comic book, it is a big turning point for a lot of characters, but the major one is Spider-Man.
Yes.
Will they use...
I don't think Spider-Man's going to be as big in this movie just because it's a Captain America movie, not an Avengers movie.
I 100% agree, so I don't know if they'll go that direction. I don't think they'll bring in Thor, period. I think they'll do similar with other movies, like they're busy right now. He's trapped in Asgard. He's dealing with his own shit right now.
Right.
Which is fine with me. We've talked about it earlier. I'm fine with Hulk not being involved. I don't think Thor's going to be in it at all. I think it'll be a passing comment of... he's busy, and movie viewers will have to understand it because this isn't animation. It's real people with real schedules.
Right.
They get it. So that's the first part of that question. If you want to add on to that.
I'd agree. I think that Thor's not going to be in it. We know that.
Obviously.
If he was, it'd be game over for whatever side he's on. Which kind of is the point of why they clone him in the comics.
Reed Richards clones him.
Yeah, him and I think Tony Stark do it together. Anyway, point being, he's not going to be in the movie. They'll probably mention him being in Asgard or whatever. Can't be there. Maybe there'll be a joke when they're fighting Vision or something. Man, I wish we had Thor. Something like that. Now, I do think that someone might have to die, and it might be a big turning point. Now, who is expendable? I have no idea. But I think at some point, and it's important for Marvel that they kill a character permanently at some point. They did it with Quicksilver, so maybe they're not ready to do it again.
Yeah.
But I don't think they built Quicksilver up enough to make it... Spoilers, by the way. I'm so sorry. I don't think...
Hey, he's still alive in the X-Men, so just enjoy that version.
Right. I don't think that was big enough to make an impact on the rest of the characters because he didn't have a relationship with the rest of the characters. So I think... someone important that the characters know will have to die. Will that be Winter Soldier? Will that be, I don't know, who knows? Maybe Scarlet Witch.
How about Captain America?
It could be Captain America. I don't think I don't think they're ready to get rid of Chris Evans.
I say because it's based solely on what happens in the comics. Actually, right after the Civil War comic, Captain America drops. Bucky Barnes takes over. It's a great storyline. It's a redemption story. I'd love for them to go that way. Because eventually, it sucks. Cartoons can go forever. Comics can go forever. Movies, these actors get older. They get bored. You know, they stop caring. They just get paid too much. Tony Stark, Robert Downey Jr. is going to start getting paid way too much, which is already happening. You're going to have to phase him out. You're going to have to phase out Chris Evans.
I think Chris Evans still has I think one more movie, maybe two after this one on his contract. I think they want him for Infinity War. I don't think they're killing him yet.
I agree.
My bet, he's always my pick. I think Hawkeye's the most expendable.
He's so gone.
I think he's the most expendable, but still big enough to have an impact. So, I mean, I'm going to go with that as my pick if they kill a character.
That's fine. We will talk about phase 3 for Marvel and our predictions for everything they're going to be doing until, I think, what, 2020?
Yes.
Is when it finishes, but we'll get to that another time. We don't want to bog down this episode with that. So I got a couple questions I want to ask you real quick. I think we can get through these real quick.
Okay.
This is from @BroomLad. Does Mountain Dew contain any actual Mountain Dew?
It does, and I have a friend that works for Mountain Dew, and they're based out of the Himalayas.
Yep.
And every morning they have many, many employees that they pay under minimum wage, so you should not drink Mountain Dew. They're protest. very poorly compensated, and they go collect dew off the mountain every morning.
And
they ship that shit to America, and then they produce that green substance that so many gamers love.
Yeah, they put the Destiny, you know, extra XP code on, and you drink it up while those workers just sit on their knees and collect dew.
Yep.
Shame on you. Also, we could totally be lying.
But are we?
All right, here's another one. This is a serious one. Or is it? It's not. How much wood, and this is from Red Falcon, okay. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if woodchuck had access to heavy forestry machinery?
Probably not a lot, because I don't, even if he had access, I don't think that a woodchuck has the mental capacity to run heavy forest machinery. So very little.
I was going to say the same thing. I was going to be like, can he pick it up? The same amount, because he'd be afraid of it and he'd run away.
Nice.
Yeah. So that was all my great questions that were brought to us. If you have questions this awesome, which we will answer, obviously, you can write us in on our Twitter at MediaGuidePod. You can email us MediaGuidePod@gmail.com. And you can follow our news and updates on our website, which is MediaGuidePodcast.com.
Yep.
Yep. Do you have any other viewer listener stuff?
I am all out, man. So
I'm all out as well. Yeah. So that's going to do it for this week's topic and this week's episode. So please tune in next week. We will go over this past week's news. We will come up with a new topic. Again, if you have a suggestion, please write in with one of the suggestions to one of the outlets we recently mentioned. I'll put that in the description. Again, if you enjoy this at all, tell a friend. Even if you hated it, tell a friend and be like, how terrible is this podcast? Doesn't matter. We just want to get our voice out there and see if it sticks.
All right.
Yeah. If that's going to be it, then we will see you next week. My name is Ashton. That is Jake.
Goodbye.
We will see you later. Goodbye.
Bye, bye, bye.
Thank you.